What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 6 of Warzone Podcast. That was, you just heard, Once Dead, Devotion, off their 2008 CD, Visions of Hell. I open up my song every week with, I open up my show every week with that song. For the next 3 weeks, I got a bit of a theme for you. It's going to be Epic Weeks, Epics Week, and so every song will be at least 9 minutes, I would say. So, here you go. Up next is one of my favorite songs of all time. I think it's probably one of the best songs I've heard. And I think you might agree. Is Mirror of Souls by Theocracy. Off their 2008 CD, Mirror of Souls. So here we go. Mirror of Souls by Theocracy. On Warzone Podcast. It's only a 22-minute song.
to walk a path I cannot see, and the rain keeps coming down here. The darkness grows with every step. I can cut it with a knife as the rain keeps coming down. I can't see a thing I've never felt, so alone in all my life. But the rain keeps coming down.
Come in the beauty of the storm.
across the gulf yourself, that's true. He led me down toward the edge and pointed just over the ledge and said, behold, I built a bridge for you.
Even the soul that almost saved my life. before I ride away.
Tell me what I saw in the mirror,
that face of sickness and decay.
Tell me what I saw in the mirror,
that left me terrorized.
Who was that I saw in the mirror,
with the light that blackened eyes?
Was it a demon
from the far away?
Was it the undead
from beyond the grave?
Oh, the face that I beheld in the mirror left me paralyzed.
Won't you tell me what I saw in the mirror on this night?
The light from the mirror we saw from afar. The mirror of soul shows all men as they are. You entered the hall and you asked for the truth. The man that you saw in the mirror was you.
Now tell me the truth, cause I don't wanna be late.
For the mirror of souls has a mirror to me.
And the face I saw reflected, can I be me?
Dying and lost in the arms of decay,
I do not recognize the face I've seen today.
Say that's my face, I must disagree.
The meaning of these things I saw, the mirror is the holy eyes of God. The truth unveiled before me with these words of the stranger.
Soul in the mirror, and it has broken me. I have seen myself so much clearer than I had ever seen. Can't you take away all the sickness from my soul and set me free? You can save me.
Said, arise, my child, your faith has made you reconciled. Now gaze into the mirror once again. We walked together through the door, and I looked in the glass once more, but the only one reflected back was him. Somehow the only one the mirror saw was him.
Gazing in the mirror of my soul, staring at the man who took my place and made me whole. In the mirror, the mirror.
Up next, we're going to go ahead and do our three segment of the week, parts of my show, all in order right now, because I don't know how many times I'm going to get to talk since it's all really long tracks. So here we go. First, we're going to do our BioChapter of the Week segment. This is 1 John 5. Everyone who believed that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his command, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believed that Jesus is the Son of God. That is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has his testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony God has given us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. If anyone sees his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he should pray and God will give him life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I'm not saying that we should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin, and there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who is born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols. Next, we have the news article of the week. This news article comes out of uk.news.yahoo.com. An International Gymnastics Federation probe had found in February that Doug Fangziao was younger than the minimum age requirement of 16 after registering different ages at Sydney and the Beijing Games 8 years later. This is one of China's bronze medal gymnasts from the Beijing Olympics. The medal and diplomas of Deng Fangziao are withdrawn and relocated accordingly, IOC spokesman Mark Adams told reporters after an IOC executive board meeting. The United States' fourth-place finishers of Sydney are now upgraded to third place and will be awarded the bronze medal. USA Gymnastics is grateful that the FIG and IOC took the time to thoroughly review and address this issue that was raised first at the Beijing Olympics, said Steve Vanney, president of USA Gymnastics. Every athlete dreams about winning an Olympic medal. In 2000, our athletes and coaches worked tirelessly leading up to the Olympics. This recognition will certainly have great meaning. Doug also finished 6th in the individual floor exercise and 7th in the individual vault. The IOC ordered the Chinese Olympic Committee to return the medal and their diplomas so that they can be re-awarded and told the committee it must ensure rules regarding age limits are strictly kept. The suspicion of age they can have dog Chinese sport for years. During the 2008 Beijing Olympics, the FIG was ordered by the IOC to investigate the age of China's Hei Kexin women's team and even barred his gold medalists and several teammates who were all declared eligible. As a result of that controversy, however, the FIG introduced a system where all gymnasts taking part in any major event must apply for a license. Dong registered at January 20, 1983 birthday in Sydney, but when accredited to act as an official in the vault at the 2008 Beijing Games, he declared her birth date as January 23, 1986. That would have made her 14 and ineligible to compete in Sydney. Dong will also have her results at the 1998 Artistic Gymnastics World Championships in Tianjin canceled, along with those obtained at the FIG World Cup Series from 1999 to 2000 and at the 2008 Artistic Gymnastics World Cup Final in Glasgow. Additional reporting by Pertha Sarkar, edited by Ed Osmond. That's pretty crazy stuff there. Now, up next, we have our Joke of the Week segment. So, here we go. It's a nice, quick, but funny one. So I hear SeaWorld has been sold. Yep. The bad news, though, it was bought by a sushi company. It's pretty funny. Up next, we got our next epic track with Faith Factor, Ascend Unto Heaven, from their 2008 CD, Against the Darkened Sky, right here in Warzone Podcast.
taken from me. We'll be right back.
Next up, we got some Lil Ruhama with their song Rose and Ivory off their 2007 CD, The Glory of God, right here in Warzone Podcast. Well, that's all we about all the time we have for today. I'll see you all next week. Remember, this podcast is a live affiliate with my live show, Warzone Broadcast, which airs every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Untuned Radio. I also want to invite you to check out some of the other podcasts that I'm friends with. We got the Masters Metal Podcast, Metal Blessing Radio, and Nightcast Radio. They all got podcasts. I'll suggest you check them out. Alright, we're going to close out the show for today with my weekly closing track with Grave Forsaken, This Day 4. See you all next week.